The announcement of aid for Russia overshadowed what was supposed to be the main purpose of the summit. Western leaders had hoped to announce a package of grants and debt relief for African countries that make progress toward democracy and universal education. In the end, they did so, but as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, the package falls short of what many development groups had hoped for.
Canadian Prime Minister Jean Chrétien had repeatedly promised that this summit would be about helping Africa. The host country sets the agenda, he said, and Canada is the host country. But reality has a way of intruding on these events. During a press availability with President Bush and Russian President Putin, the questions focused not on Africa, but on the Pledge of Allegiance and WorldCom. The G8 leaders have expressed some concern over the growing accounting scandals in the United States. In a moment of some irony, the Russian president talked about how important it was for companies to open their books. Putin said in an era of globalization, a lot depends on the state of the U.S. economy.
And therefore, the willingness of the President of the United States to secure the stock market and the market of the securities is very important, as well as promotion of transparency in the U.S. business. And it is a very good signal.
By late morning, the summit's focus had shifted back to Africa. With the snow-capped Rocky Mountains in the distance, Prime Minister Chrétien announced an agreement on aid to Africa, one that essentially fleshes out agreements reached at an earlier UN development conference. Under the agreement, the countries promised to funnel billions of dollars in grants and debt relief to the impoverished nations of Africa, but the money will only go to countries that meet certain standards of governance and pursue free market reforms. Western leaders such as British Prime Minister Tony Blair believe the plan will give African nations the incentives they need to reform their political and economic systems.
We are going to help Africa to help itself. This isn't old-fashioned aid. It is a genuine partnership for the renewal of Africa.
The agreement also calls for the development of a full-time peacekeeping force in Africa to help settle seemingly intractable conflicts in places such as Congo, Liberia, and Angola. But the final agreement was not all that African leaders had hoped for. The countries agreed to earmark 50% of their total aid to Africa. But the statement released today says it will be up to individual countries to determine how much they will give. U.S. officials were said to be reluctant to set common aid targets, although the administration has said it will increase its foreign aid budget substantially. Without firm numbers, many aid groups are worried that the money ultimately reaching Africa won't begin to meet the continent's enormous needs. Still, those African leaders present offered some praise for the initiative. Olusegun Obasanjo, the president of Nigeria, called the initiative a beginning, not an end.
Let me say here and now that we are satisfied with this commitment. Of course, there's nothing that is human that can be regarded as perfect.
Others were more enthusiastic. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said that if the G8 countries live up to the commitments they have made, the summit could one day be seen as a turning point in the history of Africa. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, Calgary.